What if success did not have to be hard? I know it's a question, but what if it didn't have to be hard? What if the only thing standing between you and your best life is all the extra stuff that you seem to add into your life? And lastly, could it be that it's not about doing more, but it's actually about doing less? These are the questions that I actually was starting with when I came up with the concept of this particular session, because we're all living a life that we want to have success. And the truth of it is, we've all been in this particular position. We want to call it, and I'm putting inverted commas, we want to fix our life. And what we think we need to do is we need to start adding more to our life. We need to start looking for the next habit so that we can actually improve ourselves. Or we need to read more books so that we can gain more knowledge or create more routines in our life. And ultimately, all we're doing is we're actually starting to add more and more and more into our life and onto our plates. And ultimately, we seem to get into this point where it just seems to become a little bit overwhelming. But what if the real breakthrough isn't about doing more, as I said in those questions, but actually removing what no longer serves you? This is where we're going to talk about today, is really breaking down what is it that's in your life that you could actually remove? What is it that's in your life that's actually hindering you to actually go forward? You see, this mindset shift actually moves us away from adding, trying to get us to be more of an improvement on our current self, where, and I want to say it, you're actually perfect just the way you are. What if we could actually just remove those hindrances that's preventing us from moving forward and then start to, and I say inverted commas, rebuild ourselves as we're going forward? So I want you to think of this. And this was it started out as normal in the mornings when I'm going through and creating these particular sessions. I will walk through and I play the session over and over and over in my head. And I say it out loud. In fact, if you saw me doing it, you'd think I'm a little bit mad. But I do talk to myself. And one of the key areas that I talk to myself is I look into the mirror. I look into this particular mirror and I have this conversation. Now, it just so happened that when I was looking in the mirror this morning, the mirror was a little bit dirty. And it was quite funny because I thought that I had something on my face. So I kept on wiping my face, but the actual dirt was still there. And that actually got me thinking about taking this mirror as a metaphor for your particular life. Think of your life as a dusty old mirror. Now, when you're standing in front of it, what you're seeing is all the dirt. You're seeing the dust. You're seeing those smudges all over it. What it's doing is it's not giving you clarity of who you are. What it's doing is it's actually giving you almost like this false line in front of you. Now, all that dust, the metaphor of the dust, is all your old beliefs. It's all the fears that you have. It's all those habits that are negative habits. The truth of it is, it isn't really you. It's actually almost like a distorted version of you. But that's the way we see ourselves. We're trying to clean our face. Meanwhile, we should actually be looking at clearing away the dust, clearing away that fear, clearing away those old habits that's actually hindering our life. So now when you start to clear out the mirror, you're going to start seeing your true reflection as well as your best self. And that's what's going to finally start to appear as you're going through it. And it was just amazing standing in front of that mirror this morning, and it probably took me about 20 seconds to realize that I didn't have dirt on my face. In fact, it was the mirror. And when I wiped it off, I suddenly got this clearer image. Now, this is something that you can actually do. Go pick a mirror in your house. Go and actually find something that you can almost, and I don't want to say take a permanent marker, but just go and take some powder and throw it on there. And then have a look at yourself. And what you'll find is you can't see the clear version of yourself. As soon as you clean it, as soon as you wipe it, and you look at yourself, it's amazing the clarity that you actually see. Now, for some of you, you might get a fright that that's, hey, is that what I actually look like? But that's what we want to do. So the big thing here is, how do we actually clear the dust from the mirror? How do we actually get to that point where we gain absolute clarity? So when we're starting to look to go forward, success becomes a stepping stone that helps us to move forward and that we're achieving it on a day-to-day basis. So I've actually got, and I really took some time to think about this. Here's 8 key points that you can implement. And this is where I'd like you to have pen and paper ready, because each one of these key points you can actually implement, probably not while we're doing this particular call, but you can actually start to implement this from today. And it's going to be these little steps, these little key points that I want to share with you that are so simple. That's going to help you to gain that clarity. Now, why do we want to gain more clarity in our life? When we've got absolute clarity in our life, we can see our future. Our future, in fact, is a goal. It gives us clarity on what we should be doing today, not what we could be doing today. And that's really the basis of this. Anything that you're wanting to achieve, you've got to have clarity to be able to see in the future. And the problem is, when we look at ourselves, we find ourselves covered with dust, and then we find ourselves kind of almost being restricted to be able to take those steps going forward. So let's have a look at these. And these are in no particular order. You don't have to go and say, right, I have to do 1, 2, and then I can only do 3. You can actually start doing these in any order. But what you're going to find is, even if you took one of them, you're not only going to see the difference, you're going to feel the difference. And you're actually going to start to wake up every morning with this level of clarity. So let's get into it. The very first one, and it just goes on the back of exactly what I've shared with you. Stop adding and start subtracting. You see, the biggest growth in your life doesn't always happen when you start to add. Now, yes, some people say to you, but Stuart, you need a growth mindset. You need to learn something new, a new skill to actually go forward. And that's absolutely true. But if you start to reflect in your particular life and you start to look at all the baggage, if you want to call it, I want you to sit down and start looking. What in your life that you could remove because it's actually not working for you? It's actually holding you back. And this is a reflection type of exercise. You start looking at your morning routine. You start looking at what you do in the afternoon. You start looking at your evening routine. You start looking at your daily, weekly, monthly habits. What is it that you're doing that's actually holding you back? It's actually not working. And I had this discussion with a particular client. They were going to the gym every single day. And ultimately, whenever I went onto a coaching call, they were always complaining of injuries. They were pulling a hamstring. They actually had a muscle tear. They had all of these things. And ultimately, when we started looking at their business required them to be active. Now, they felt that going to the gym, and they weren't doing strenuous. In fact, all they were doing was basic treadmill and just some very light cardio type of workout. Very, very simple. Yet, when we started to overlap that into their business, they're highly active. And they felt that by doing the gym would help them. But in fact, when they got the injuries, they were not active. And it was actually hindering their particular business. So as much as going to the gym, for most of us and probably all of us, it is a positive, in his particular case, it was actually a hindrance, because he was continually doing it, creating the injuries that were preventing him from actually going forward. So ultimately, did we cut out gym altogether? No, we didn't. But what we did do is we reduced it to 2 days a week. And we actually realized that he was doing enough exercises in the day at work and just going to gym 2 days a week, doing the exact same activities. What was actually happening was improving his social as well as relationships with building new people's connections. So there are certain tasks, certain habits that you're doing that's actually holding you back. So you're going to sit down and start to have a look at what can you stop adding, but what can you start subtracting to make your life better. Now, the second one is really, we put this into the category of the mental viruses. It's what happens in your head. And it's what you typically, it's what you believe. It's the type of habits that you're doing. In fact, it could even be the relationships, the people that you're circling with. And we've actually come to realize that our ears and our eyes are two areas that really pick up on negative news in a big way. You could be driving in a car and there's an accident. You look out the window. There's a siren that goes outside. You stop listening to a conversation and you immediately start to think about that particular negative. If you read an article, you will tend to go more towards the negative articles. If somebody's talking around you and they're really having a negative type of conversation, you're actually going to feel the energy in your body starts to go lower and lower and lower. What you need to do is you need to start identifying those mental viruses. What is it that you believe that you could remove? What is the habits that you're doing that's actually putting you into a negative space? What are the people, who are the people that's draining your energy and actually blocking you from actually going forward? And again here, so many times, it's not within yourself, it's around you. It's people that might be saying to you, you can't do that. It's impossible. And you start to believe it. And because you start to believe it, you don't do it. And you actually start to hold back on any level of success. So you start to remove those individuals. You start to, well, I'd say remove them altogether, but you don't listen to them. You don't almost converse with them in a way that can start gaining new beliefs. You don't want them. You want to start to actually identify what are those mental viruses that are sitting in front of you. The third one is actually the environment. And the environment is something that you can actually question on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. Your environment will include areas like the job that you're doing. Look at the activities that you're doing on an ongoing basis. There are people that are in jobs that they're in the job because they have to be in the job. And that environment actually creates a lot of stress and it actually prevents them from growing. You also look at the people around you, just as I've said in the previous tip. Look at the people around you. Are they helping you move forward? Are they preventing you from actually going anywhere? And also look at that physical environment. Is it an environment that's actually helping you to evolve? Or is it an environment that's actually holding you back? You see, so too often we step into a particular, whether it's a job or a conversation, and that's really where it targets towards, we get into that people environment and it actually does not work for us. We need to then start to look at how do we evolve from that. Now, I'm not saying that you need to go and resign. I'm not saying that you need to change the industries. Sometimes it's just something simple. If you're working in a physical environment and the people in that physical environment are not conducive to helping you move forward, well, maybe you need to move to a different physical environment so that you start to circle with more positive people, so that you can actually start to work on your job in a more positive way. And that way, you've eliminated one of those areas of negativity, and you've actually stepped into an environment that's more positive. So have a look at your environment. Is it helping you to move forward, or is it holding you back? It's actually very important to start looking at that. The fourth one is actually, it's simplifying all of your inputs. Now, I made reference to your eyes and your ears. The two areas that really, they are such powerful devices. Why? Because they connect straight into the brain. There is nothing between it. If you think about it, your eyes are literally cushioned up against the brain and your ears are plugged straight into your brain. So whatever you see, whatever you hear is going straight into that memory bank immediately. It's not like stubbing your toe and then you're waiting for a little while and then it starts to swell and then you can kind of deal with it. These two devices, if you want to call it, your eyes and your ears, they curate your life, which means you need to make sure that you are aware of everything that you watch, everything that you read, and everything that you listen to. And the reason for it, that is what programs your mind. If people are telling you every single day that you can't do it, if you are reading articles that is in the negative space on a daily basis, you are being programmed towards it. You can be influenced by reading, by listening, and by watching certain articles, whether it's written or it's video. So you need to simplify those inputs. If you're finding that there is a certain input that you have a habit, and the biggest one at the moment is on social media. If we find that when you're actually, you finished swiping for 45 minutes, if you want to call it, and at the end of it, suddenly you're in a bad mood. You're very snappy with your family. You find that you actually don't want to go out and do any calls or meet with any clients. Well, there's an input that you need to start to relook at. Those areas that are connected to your sight and to your hearing will curate your brain. And you need to make sure that you actually replace it if need be, but more important, start removing all of that particular space as you're going through. Now, the fifth one was actually from a personal reflection. And it was actually quite a deep one. And it's something that each and every one of you could, and I know that you will be able to relate to it. It's actually releasing the guilt that's inside of you. You see, you're a human being, all right? And as a human being, you are not broken, okay? I always had this feeling that I couldn't do something because there was something not right. I didn't have a skill. And in my mind, just that word, I felt broken because I couldn't achieve it. And I want you to remove that guilt that you are broken, inverted commas. You see, as a human being, in fact, we are evolving. We're evolving on every single day. Everything that you do is making you a better version of the person that you were. So you're evolving every single day, and nothing inside of you is actually broken. What you're actually doing is you're moving forward in life. But what you're seeing when we refer to as being broken, that dust, all of that, call it that grease, that grime that's on the mirror, that's not you. You see, when you're looking into that particular mirror, what you're seeing is kind of, inverted commas, a broken version of yourself, but that's not truly who you are. When you can clear away all of that, you will actually see the clarity of who you are. And the guilt and the shame that can actually come from it because you feel, I just can't do this. And you actually start to feel that broken. If you change that mindset to say, I'm an evolving person, maybe I can't do it today, but in a tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next month, I will evolve myself to actually get there, removing away the belief that you cannot do it. Now, the sixth one that I want to share with you is really just an analogy that we use in life. And it's something that I kind of related because we had a massive storm yesterday and I happened to go out and drive and it was frustrating. Why? Because I had all these cars in front of me that weren't going anywhere. And ultimately, it was actually kind of breaking my flow to get to my appointment that I had set up. So the sixth one is to try and find that natural flow in your life. Okay. Now, there was nothing I could do with the traffic that I just had to accept. But what I'm making reference to here is to remove these massive boulders that sit in front of you. You see, your life is actually like a river. And when there are no boulders, that river flows fast and furious, and it's an amazing journey. You get to the goal a lot quicker. But if you start hitting those rapids where there's all these big boulders in the way, ultimately what happens is you start to bump into them. It starts to hurt. It starts to prevent you from actually having that natural flow that you're wanting to go in life. So what do you need to do? You need to remove those boulders. You need to identify them and see how can you take them out. And that's something that is quite difficult because it could be a person. It could be a habit. It could be anything that's in your life. But you need to identify it and you need to actually remove it. The seventh one is actually embracing time. And embracing time is where I have coaching calls with clients and they tell me, Stuart, I should be a lot further in my journey. I should be achieving my goals a lot quicker. I feel like I am behind. It feels like I am not getting there. Well, here's the truth. You're not behind. You're actually right on schedule, by the way. And the reason why you're right on schedule is because you're in your own curriculum. Some individuals learn things faster than other individuals. Some individuals understand certain concepts quicker than other individuals. Now, you may be one of those ones that understand something quicker, or you might be one of those ones that needs to research a little bit deeper. You see, where you are right now, you're on the schedule. You're on the correct schedule. It is your curriculum that you are in control of. I don't want you to feel that you are actually behind, because you're not. You're right where you should be. It just means that we need to remove a lot of those boulders that are actually up in front of you so that you can actually now start to be in control of the speed as you're going forward. And the last one, and it's one that we do on an often, it's one that every single client that I meet with, I always ask them the question, tell me, what successes have you achieved in the last week? It's a simple question. It's become almost like a signature question that I ask all the time. And it works on reflection. You need to reflect often. This is the eighth point. You see, success in life is actually simple when you actually regularly ask yourself this. How can I make myself better? How can I make myself lighter? What can I do today that's great? But what the reflection comes in, what have I done that's worked? What have I done that's been a success? Now, in the beginning, it becomes a tough question to ask. Why? Because you start looking at that question and say, well, I haven't achieved any success. And the first response I say to that is, did you dress yourself? And they say, yes. I say, well, that's a success because you're not walking around naked. And they look at me and they go, but that's something I can do just now. And I say, well, that's a success. You see, success does not have to be high-level, complicated outcomes. It could be the smallest success. And when you start to accept and reflect on those smaller successes on a regular basis, they actually start to become bigger successes. They start to become bigger achievements. And you start to recognize them. And the more you think of the success, the more you're going to see, hey, this I need to remove because it's preventing me from actually doing that. So, what if success could be effortless? What would that look like for you? I'd love you to actually write that down after this particular session that you've listened to. What would that look like for you if success was absolutely effortless? So I want you to take a moment and I want you to write down just one thing. All right, just write down one thing that you can actually let go of and make room for the life that you really want.